Coming soft, that's fine. What about the words?
Sing it different.
Not
and here. Oh, but it doesn't need to be an arc. I mean, listen, you can sing it. And here you're rolling. You don't have to close to the R at all. Everyone will know exactly what the words are. Okay?
Sing it like this.
You guys want a cookie break before we start Shenandoah? All right.
Same
so,
like this, you
know, yeah, but not, you know, not, right, with the, take the R off the end there and put it on the end of Q-Burk and things like that. Right? You guys heard that joke, right? What are the R's at the end of, you know, words like car and
Harvard,
where do those R's go? Well, they put them on the end of words like Cuber. They just shift them around to different vocabulary. All right. Two and three. Really good. Same thing on river, right? You can end it without the R. And everyone will know. I mean, people will put the R in their brains, even if you don't.
But there's no cue.
And there will be. And here you're rolling rhythm. I mean, one or two guys will put enough R in there for everybody in the group. Okay? Ocean and all, I long to see you. You don't sing that. The tenors sing way first.
Yeah, that's
you gotta wait for the tenors to sing way.
Yeah.
You echo their notes exactly, but just with a different rhythm. After they sing, you sing. We're bound away, not we're. Those R's are going to kill us. Okay? So, here's the tenors. Being careful of the register when you're in your low register, sing full and open on, but back away just a little bit as you come up into that register, which is the loud register for you. That's the middle of the staff. So from We're Bound Away again, two, three. Definitely go down to that low note. Without hammering.
I've noticed that some days when practicing, Missouri sounds like misery a lot of the time. How can we avoid sounding like misery when it's Missouri? Just emphasize Zor.
More positive, Jay.
I kept hearing misery.
So that Missouri.
I know, it sounds just like misery. Yeah. You don't want the audience to hear that.
If we stretch too long before we start it, then it sounds like it's on the downbeat. And then it's...
Hey, Jerry. It's going to come out misery.
If
you hit the R too soon, it'll come out misery.
All right, maybe that's it.
Yeah, misery.
Misery sounds like misery.
But you got to keep it in rhythm. across the wide Missouri. And don't stretch out. Don't stretch out.
Missouri.
Those are even. That's even all the way up through. Feeling a rhythm across the
wide Missouri.
That's right. Okay, everybody's getting to that low note in a different spot, but we need to get there together. Okay, across the wide, two and three.
Across the wide Missouri.
Some of you who are worried about getting down there are starting too soon. Some of you are waiting to make sure that it's there so that you can land on it. Okay? You're waiting for the rest of the bases to establish base camp. And then you make your assault. Okay? We gotta all hit the beach at the same time. Across two and three.
Across the wide Missouri.
Cover the ear. Good. Is 7 long years since last I see you. Okay, so we recovered after the middle of that second system on way. It wasn't so good, but we got in there, which was good. So let's go back to and here. Two, three. Two and three. Don't come in early, Art. Don't come in early. One, two, three. Too long. Here is two beats, is one and a half beats, so you come. That's short there. Put an S over it. We talked about shorts and longs. We've got to remember those two differentiate between those at the ends of phrases or in the middle of phrases. In the scale there. So, was getting the B. That's on the beginning of way. From here should be
way.
Go back to 7 long years.
Tis
2, 3.
Tis 7 long years. As I see you.
Big L that you'll never miss.
L for long.
What? L for long.
Over zoo.
We have this thing at the end of phrases. L for long, S for short. Sometimes it's
river.
We're used to singing a
quarter. And sometimes it's
zoo.
Okay?
Quarter
note. And S means that the end of that phrase is you sing that syllable short.
Okay.
And L means you're going to sing that syllable. It's on the downbeat. You're going to sing it long.
On the way across the world.
Good, let's do it again. 7 long years.
2 and 3. 7 long years.
Now, Art, you're closing the years soon so that you can get ready for the next rest of the phrase. You're the only one who's doing it. But you've got to say, years is a nice long note. Okay?
7 long years since last.
And the S of years is the same as the S of since. Okay?
2 and 3. 7 long years since last I see you.
Make sure that you mark that because we're going to hold that for quite a long time.
River.
Make sure that you know that this way is different than the last way.
We're alone. We're solo there. We're solo, baby.
Take a bow.
Just for a second.
Yeah. Sing it right, then take a bow. How about those basses in measure 31, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
Did you hear that? They were solo. No.
Shut them up.
How
I'd like you either stay on, or if you're man enough, that's right. Go down for the E.
Bring the volume down.
Okay.
If you can hit it, guys, go low because we need the volume on it.
It's like a subwoofer. You know, if there's a few of you really hitting that note down there. It'll resonate because the rest of the chord isn't that high.
Deep by contrast.
Can we go back? Yeah, Mike could definitely hit that note. It's in his range. Can we go back to when first I took bottom of page 2?
Two,
one. beam on it, so it's long.
On leave?
Two.
Who's on the quarter note? Who's the long one?
Right.
It's a quarter note.
The first tenors are doing this. Sorry. See that? They're moving two notes there. So if you say to leave, you're going to get it too soon. When you first start singing, one, two.
Where I go,
you've done this several times. You do this several times in this arrangement. It's a nice counterpoint. But I mean, those moments where the range opens up and you guys are in your lowest range and the tenors are pretty high up there are very nice. They'll be very nice and open and blossomy sounding. When first I took, one, two. Forgotten to pay attention to vowels and things, and it's starting to sound speechy. When first I took, okay, cover it, open it up, extend it. When first I first one, two. Short ocean. Across the, if you're asking me if there's any rhyme or reason to it, there isn't.
Does that C mean anything? Is that a rest or anything?
Common time.
No, it just changed.
Yeah, it means that it's changing from 3 beats to measure to 4 beats.
Okay.
Just temporarily. I don't know if we've ever done anything with meter changes before.
I didn't. I'm glad you pointed that out. I never noticed.
Yeah, good. Don't start counting. Don't start reading meters in exchange for watching me. Because I could screw up. And everybody needs to be with me. Okay? If you're counting and insisting on 4 beats, but I want it to go ahead, you're going to sound wrong, not me.
If this thing changes key, it's amazing. You go from B flat to 4 sharp, whatever the hell that is.
We start in E and we go to F.
One flat is on here.
That's E flat.
This is the most complex piece of music we've ever sang.
Yeah. So far.
But you're changing keys, you didn't even know it.
Okay.
We do that all the time.
Hey, Galway Bay, Galway Bay changes keys too. The middle verse of Galway Bay is in a different key. When the first tenor sings the melody, it goes from F to B flat. So we've done modulations before. Plus, Danny Boy modulates on a half step.
Right.
Okay. You never know it.
No, I didn't. Brilliant. Because we didn't know how good we were.
All right. So, to sail across. Here we go. One and two.
To sail across a bright ocean.
Yeah. Ocean. Did you mark it short?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ocean.
And sing it that way. To sail across. To sail across the
bright ocean, where thou art across a wide
good. So when you sing this, first tenors, down to C. So when you hear the first tenor sing C, you're going to cut your note off.
C.
I long to C, to hear.
That's that low note we're at.
And that is the modulation that gets us from
hold on.
It's, you have to pay attention to the work, to the other parts here. All right, so. And you're holding?
You're seeing the job. Yeah, that's right. So they're
seeing. Can I? You guys need something cleared up?
Yeah. Now I see it. Let's go.
As long as you're ready, Father.
Here we go.
So,
found a way.
Tenors and the baritones to hear, and then and the baritones actually have different words. Okay, so it's going to be a little bit tricky there, but you need to hear.
I long to see, to hear, to hear.
That it's river.
Yes.
Okay. That the second syllable comes together with the baritones. River. Oh, Shenandoah. Actually, everyone sings river at the same
as T2.
Yes.
Was that
the same rhythm as T2? Yes.
Okay.
Oh. River.
T2.
It's a quarter note on riff,
right?
On riff, and then
we have a half note on riff.
No, I know. Not even once.
Riff is
a quarter note on riff.
God has spoken.
Dotted quarter on
riff. So we fill it in.
Right.
We should do just like this.
It's the same as
same as T2.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
Riff.
That's fine.
Oh shit! I want you to have what you need in front of you.
Brooklyn got a good note.
Are we the most technically astute group of the four? Oh, yes. Look at the first talent.
Moving right along.
There's something, and it does start with stoop, but stoop is maybe not.
Now listen, when I first started, the second tenors and the baritones were probably the most robust, let's just say.
Oh, if you want
the number and the sound that they were making. But I would say that now it's as it should be, that the first tenors and the basses, which are a lot of times the most technically demanding, although the baritone part can be pretty tricky, have really stepped up. And, you know, because you're doing fine.
You're doing fine, Tom.
Your definition of robust. Wow, we do that too.
Yeah, thank you. Well, there's a few
Oh, he's right.
Okay.
Tom raises a good point. Our river is an eighth note. We've got to do something to that.
Where?
Where it says crescendo. It's written in crescendo.
Yeah, part of the
page. Yeah,
cross 96.
Rib becomes a
quarter note.
Burr is a
rib,
quarter.
Your rhythm should be exactly the same as the second tenor's rhythm.
Okay.
Quarter, dotted quarter, eighth, half note.
Is a dotted quarter a half?
No.
Or
one and a quarter.
Three and a half.
Three eighths.
But not two.
Yeah. Right.
Not two.
A dot means to add half again as much to the note.
So dotted quarter is 3/8.
So a half note with a dot is 3 beats.
Yeah, you guys need to stop thinking about that and watch me.
We're in the music theory now.
A little bit of knowledge is changing.
Oh, that man.
What are you saying?
Yeah, a powder keg waiting to explode.
Let's debate the crescendo.
Okay, I got it.
Well, I like that particular command we had earlier that says, do whatever you want.
Hey,
Dan,
just pound it out and let us get it in our head.
I don't want to do it that. I mean, I'm... All right.
We're banging it.
Across the wide, middle of the page. 2, 3.
Across the wide.
Oh, okay, I see where you are. Okay, I'm sorry. Follow me on the first tenor part. Okay. They have to sing
premature singing.
you sing your part. Okay?
Yes, I got
to here, to here.
Across
same thing, across the water.
You're singing T1, yeah?
I am.
So
two,
okay.
Three.
Across the
so you cut off on whenever the first tenor sings C. Okay? I know it's a big yummy note, but it's got to come off there. Okay? So Missouri.
I long to see, to hear you.
My fault, I played one note. My fault, we got there at the right time of the night, blew it. Here we go.
Across the I long to see, to hear
you.
We hit that,
not that exotic.
When we hit that low note on Missouri, it sounds like we're holding that for three beats before you're starting to sing.
Yes, you see that fermata there?
Yep.
The little circle with the dot, the half circle with the dot?
Yes.
That means we hold it.
But T1 should only be holding it half as long as an eighth note.
The fermata says you dress it however you want.
That's another as long as you want thing.
A fermata can go as long as you want.
Got it.
Okay. It's not a precise measurement.
Don't count, look at you.
Fermata.
Yeah.
Hold it.
When I was coming in, because I was thinking where you could hear your stuff. And you were singing to sing.
Marvelous.
Okay. Wow. Across the wide. Two, three.
Across the wide. I long to see, to hear. I long to see. Your smiling valley.
Same note on CU. It does this. We kind of crunch together on that F, so we have to be careful about the volume.
We go up on that.
Yes, I know.
We go up.
What's the first tenor C.
DC.
Second tenor C. Baritone C. U. Bass is C. U. But we all end up on the same note.
And we're going to get quiet.
You have to. I mean, it's not only
there's
a diminuendo, which means get quieter, but it's also one of those places where we're coming in unison, and that makes it sound louder. So you have to overcompensate.
Until my tenor shows up for this one.
I'm not as worried about McKenna as I am about a couple of other guys. And Fabby, one, set there, two, and three. Watching me, a breath mark? No, those have been around. There's a printed one, and a couple of measures later, I just didn't get it into. Okay. When I was going through this,
I just made some comments. The other was just a little.
I made some pen comments in this one as I was doing going through it before.
I'm here for a reason.
All right, and leave you is again unison. Okay, but this is bigger. So whenever we get to leave you, we're all singing the same notes again. And fairly well, two and three.
Fairly well, I'm bound to leave you.
Oh, Shenandoah. Two and three. Now, don't come in too soon. Two and three. Over top of